Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells to you. 'Tis the season to treat yourself. So go over to patreon.com/we-need-to-talk-about-ghosts and sign up for just $5 a month. You'll get access to new weekly episodes just for you, you lucky Patreon, as well as a load of dibble-dabble and squiddle-diddle. If you want to know what they are, head over to patreon.com/we-need-to-talk-about-ghosts. Jingle all the way now.
Live from Livergirl, we need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
It is We Need to Talk About Ghosts, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why the hell has this appeared in my feed on a Thursday or Friday, depending on when you're awake and you're connected to Wi-Fi? Yes, the Wi-Fi signal, Wi-Fi, as I like to call it. Well, I'll tell you why, because it's Christmas. And as it's Christmas, we're going to give you a bonus episode. And this is a bonus episode made up of clips of me and Becca discussing the paranormal, as a lot of people tend to like when we get into arguments, when we discuss things. So in this episode, there's going to be a lot of when we've done certain things together. There's going to be a few snippets from just Patreon-only episodes. And yeah, I think that you'll all enjoy this. So if you don't, fair enough, but it's only a bonus, so don't shoot me. Do you know what I mean, man? Don't shoot me in the face. So yeah, sit back and enjoy. Now, you don't like coming on the show, do you?
I don't like being called Rebecca even more.
Okay, then, Becca. Okay, so thank you for coming on the show. You've developed somewhat of a cult following amongst the fans of the show. What do you think about that?
I'm delighted.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. So people do like a bit of skepticism now and again.
Oh,
and and they like how you argue with me. What do you think about that?
I think you like that too.
Well, no, not in a kinky way, anyway. Hello.
Hey, are you doing your podcast?
Yes, it's Becca, everyone. Hi.
Hello.
I'm recording now.
You're recording right now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this works well. I've got a story for you.
Go on. Have you really?
Yeah, genuinely.
Go on then.
Okay, so you'll like this. It's like a paranormal story.
Well, I should hope so.
Well, yeah. So I went to the shop now. So the other day, I had to go to the opticians for just like a normal eye check, right? And the woman who was doing it, she's this like, a bit like Mother Earthy, you know what I mean? Like long flowy skirts.
Hippie,
like
earrings, sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And as she's doing it, she's looking at me like a bit weird throughout, right? And I'm thinking, like, why does she keep looking at me like that? And I can see her, like, checking out my date of birth and stuff. And I'm thinking, like, what's she doing here? Anyway, she says to me at the end, she said, like, listen, she said, people take this in different ways. So, you know, I hope you don't mind me saying. She said, but you're going to start having premonitions in a couple of months. And I was like, right.
Where was this?
Just in the opticians in town. And she said, she said, it's going to start in a couple of months. She said, they'll be true. Like, you can rely on them. It will happen. She said, but it will only be the case for a year and you'll lose it after a year. And I was like, right. Anyway, it turns out I've got 20/20 vision.
Was that... You're sacked on several... I you know what? Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's my story.
You're a bell end. I'll give you that much.
It are.
What's your favourite colour?
Red.
Why?
What kind of a question is that? What do you mean, why?
That's a good question. You are wearing a red top, actually, so that ties in.
I wear red a lot. I like red a lot. It's a good colour. Strong colour.
It's a strong colour. I'll give you that. Yeah. Okay, number two. Jumping in feet first. Have you ever seen a ghost?
I have not.
Really?
What do you mean, really? Yes, really.
Okay. Number three, what's the scariest film that you've ever seen?
I mean, Casper was pretty bad.
Casper.
There are certain elements of Hocus Pocus, obviously, when you're kind of on the edge of your seat. It's tough on that, Kev, really is.
You don't like scary films, do you?
I hate scary films.
Why?
I don't like being scared. I don't see it as entertaining. That's not a feeling I enjoy.
Could that be why you're so sceptical, is that if they exist, then you have to be scared all the time?
Well, I don't think so, because I don't think that's quite how belief works. I don't think you talk yourself about believing something in that way. No. I think you should be paying me, frankly, for that entertainment.
Right, okay. I will pay you. This is your payment.
Right.
I have got a ghost story here. And you know how you love a good ghost story.
Love a good ghost story, mate.
Well, this gentleman has emailed in. His name's Nathan. Right. Nathan Roche. Or Russia. And he's actually said... he sent me an email. He sent it in last week, but he's then sent me an email in today. Mm-hmm. And he's asked if I can do the accent. And he's from Birmingham. He wants me to read it in an accent.
Right.
Birmingham.
Birmingham.
You do it. Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Yours is actually better than mine.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Are you?
Right, okay then. Sodja, you, I tell you what, you can read it. We've never had this before on the podcast.
Read what? Read a story?
Yeah. Well, obviously, it's in a. Yes, yeah.
All right, okay, I'll give it a go, yes. Then.
Will
you? I think I do it better than you.
This is all like you. Are you drunk?
No, I think I do it better than you. I think you think you could do the accent really well, and I don't think you could.
Right, okay, fair enough.
I mean, mine won't be really good, but I think it'd be better than yours.
Well, I think two Scousers trying to do a Brummie accent is going to be a nightmare anyway, to
be
fair.
Yeah, it'd be a bit
embarrassing, frankly. For those Americans listening, Birmingham is in the West Midlands of England, and they sound like this.
But yeah, anything, you couldn't point at it on a map.
I could.
That's convincing.
I could on a Google map because I just put in Birmingham points. Right, go on. There you go. That's the story. Start where it says story one.
Story one.
In fact, no, we'll do a little bit of an intro. You can do... Let me see. Right, okay. You can read that top paragraph out as well in a Birmingham accent. So this is Nathan's official voice, everyone. Sorry, Nathan.
Sorry about this, Nathan. Hi, Kev. I recently started listening to your podcast. What?
Go on, no, carry on. That's
well, why bit. Did you... I can't do it when you...
All right, well, I'm...
Guffawing in the background.
I'm guffaw, go on.
Okay.
This is a scary story, this.
Okay. And I'm hooked and I've caught up within a few days. I have two stories if you wouldn't mind reading them. Cheers, Nathan.
I bet he doesn't sound that dense. Cheers, Nathan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or just put my foot on a nail. Cheers, Nathan. Question five. What do you make of Kevin's beliefs?
What? could you just like see previous podcasts for this answer? I'm not into it. It's not what my opinion is. You know what I mean? I think fair play to Kevin, having his beliefs, but I'm not about it at all.
Okay. With the fact that you have no interest in the paranormal, are you on Tinder?
No, but I do believe plenty of fish is still going.
I do hope not, because you would go on that. Okay, and here's another one. Do you think we live in a haunted flat?
Of course we don't live in a haunted flat. That'd be ridiculous.
What about everything that's happened to me?
What do you mean, everything that's happened to you? Don't start going on about that bang that you heard again. I'm sick to the backseat of you going on about that bang. It sounded like a man jumping behind me. Right, well, it wasn't, was it? So get over it.
No, I've had the doors here, as I've told you, I've had doors here bang, close. I've had doors opening. I've had stuff getting moved around while I'm doing podcasts.
You haven't seen anything be moved around, have you, while you're doing podcasts?
No. Well, I was pushed in the chair. I was sat in that chair and got a push from behind.
I just don't believe you.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Lovely. Thanks for that. You'd be a terrible priest.
I mean, look, it's a new build. We're three floors up. Don't get me started on this again. What's the ghost doing three floors up? Why has it got any interest in being here, honestly?
Because we're built on an old paraffin warehouse.
That sounds explosive. This is a personal story from me of something I experienced and can't seem to explain exactly what happened. It happened at my old workplace, which is a fish warehouse. There were three of us working there as day operatives, in which our job was cleaning and stock rotation. How am I doing?
Well, and what was the job? The day job, stock rotation?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got that. Crack on.
On a Saturday, there would only be two of us working upstairs as our other friend only worked Monday to Friday. We started cleaning the warehouse, and over Saturday our job was to deep clean the food preparation room, in which we had to turn off all electronics in the room, weighing scales, radios, etc. When almost all jobs were done, it was my friend's turn to leave. He was part-time, so worked until 2, whereas on Saturday I had to stay until all work was finished and all delivery drivers were... Bloody hell, Nathan, you're like Kev telling stories here.
I'm all for this. I'm getting into this.
Someone else only works Monday to write. I don't need these, honest to God.
But that's called building the background, right? So we're all aware of his job. Okay. Crack on.
As I sat down to start the paperwork, a realisation hit me that I was singing along to the music on the radio as it would be on all the time in the prep room, except on Saturday.
That's an important point. No radio on Saturdays, okay. Crack on.
Except on Saturdays, where we would put all electronics away, thinking that my friend might have put the radio back in the room, I got out of my chair in the office and walked into the prep room to see what was going on. As I got into the room, there was complete silence, whereas a minute ago I could hear the radio clear as day. I walked back out of the room and everything was still silent, something I could never explain.
Oh, so what do you make of that then, in a non-Brummie accent?
So I think, not to doubt you, Nathan, but I think given the large amount of specifics that we had earlier with your friend's working hours and the shift patterns and the fact he had three kids and whatnot... I'm surprised that you didn't mention what song you could hear on the radio.
And that's what you're picking at in that?
Yes.
That's pathetic.
Sorry about that.
Well, you should be.
If you did see a ghost, if you had to see a ghost, would you rather it be a dead relative? Would you rather it be a dead relative or a stranger?
Ghost cat.
No, you, that's not an option.
I can have ghost cat.
You can't have a ghost cat.
Oh, you know what? That would be perfect because we can't have a cat in this flat. So if we had a little ghost cat, that would be ideal because they can prove that we had one.
Well, all right. In all honesty, question nine relies on you giving an answer to the actual question of question eight. So,
well, you're going to have to amend it so that my answer is ghost cat.
Well, right. All right, then. Questioning a dead relative, a stranger, or a ghost cat?
Ghost cat.
Right, okay. Then question nine. And who would that ghost cat be?
Oh, my old cat. That'd be nice.
See, well, it's your own fault. You shouldn't have said ghost cat. And now you're getting all emotional. It's your own fault.
Getting emotional.
You are?
I am not getting emotional.
See, if it would have been dead relative or stranger, then it would have been interesting because I could have said, well, who would that be?
All right, put it this way. I would be delighted if the cat that I had years ago came back as a ghost cat. I'd be thrilled at that. You know, I'd be made up. And as would you, because it would show you that I would then, you know, believe in the paranormal if that happened.
Okay, well, that brought us quite nicely to question 10. You wake up tomorrow in this question. It's scenario-based, as you can tell by the opening.
That clarification.
Yeah, you wake up tomorrow and there's a news headline by, he's dead and he's Stephen Hawkins. Oh, well, this works even better. Stephen Hawkins has come back from the grave and all scientists agree that ghosts exist. There's something to be found out overnight and they found out ghosts exist. So my question to you is, how would you apologise to me? What 11-year-olds do you know that would use the word hemorrhage?
One who's done research into how people have died.
One who's what? Can you speak up?
One who's done research into how people have died.
The internet didn't exist in 1970.
Oh, so no one could ever do any research ever.
Only people who knew the word hemorrhage were doctors.
Citation needed.
Citation needed. No, but that's an 11-year-old child, female child, at that. Because at least, you know what, if it was a lad, I'd say, all right, a lad's like going through the change. So he's like, oh, listen to my voice, I can do this. Whereas, she's a sweet little girl.
Is she sweet, yeah?
She's a sweet little innocent possessed girl.
Yeah, is she, yeah?
Yeah.
But children can do voices like that.
How do you know?
I feel like we've seen
I can't do voices like that. Hello. Oh, yeah, I can, yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah, but I'm a man. I'm a man,
yeah, I know,
baby.
But I think kids can do voices like that, especially when they practice. Yeah, I'm sure they can. Didn't we see someone once? I forget where or what we were watching. It must be one of your ridiculous things. Where it was a similar thing where this girl had been doing these voices of being possessed and she was, like, actually, like, laughing and she'd admitted.
It was jealous.
Well, then
she didn't admit it.
But she just came out with it in, like, normal conversation.
Yeah, she was just smiling and saying hello.
Yeah, exactly. So it was clearly a blag.
It wasn't clearly a blag.
It was, because she wasn't just in and out getting possessed then and just laughing and saying hello, was she?
She was.
She wasn't.
I would like you to say the first thing that comes into your head when I say the following words, okay?
Right.
Right. Ghosts.
No.
UFOs.
No.
Bigfoot?
Stop it. No, because you can't just say that I'm coming back and then sit a microphone in front of me and demand I talk about ghosts. We need to talk about ghosts. I don't need to talk about ghosts. Maybe you want to talk about ghosts. I am getting dragged into this.
Do you suggest I change it to I want to talk about ghosts?
Or I'm going to insist repeatedly on talking about ghosts until you give in.
Let's tell the lovely people at home, what did we hear the other day?
Oh, no.
You were there. Keys.
What?
Keys dropping onto the carpet.
Oh, stop it. This again.
But you heard it and I did.
It's just a noise. How many times we live in flats? You're going to hear other things and other people.
Ah, hold on. Stop acting hard in front of your mates. because I went down and replicated the sound and you said that's exactly the sound that
yeah,
it was.
All right. But you know what? Things like move, there's wind and there's breezes and things fall off things. You know, it's not. You think a ghost came all this way just to jangle keys?
Maybe.
Oh, here's a question. How would it get three floors up?
It float.
Right.
Well, it wouldn't take the lift, would it? And who's to say that it doesn't live here? I was saying before, it might well be that that book is haunted itself.
I doubt it.
Well, didn't Carla, who I got the book off, say there was spooky stuff going on in both her house and the house that that book came from?
Yes, but that doesn't mean it's true.
Well, it doesn't. Yes, it.
Well, all right, fair enough. If that doesn't mean it, so I'll give you that. Okay, so you've ruined it a bit with the me wanting to play the word association game and you not wanting to play.
What do you mean now not wanting to play? As if I was like dead eager 10 minutes ago.
You was. Right, okay, but what if... All right, how about this? Do you believe in astral projection?
No.
Okay. How about if I tell you
I believe in your imagination.
Well, I've astral...
I know you think you've astral projected.
I have.
What happened was you fell asleep on a bed and woke up and had dreamt that you'd astral projected. That's exactly what... Well, how do you counter the fact that you were asleep?
I was then woken up by my dad.
Exactly. How can you be woken up if you weren't asleep?
I was asleep. I was asleep and then I woke up. And because my dad woke me up, and then I was awake, and then I came out of my body, and then immediately, like that, like a snap of the fingers, was lying back in bed, and I couldn't move. Sleep paralysis. And I know that that's...
Sleep paralysis, because you were, in fact, asleep.
I was not asleep. I wasn't asleep.
Why'd you get sleep paralysis, unless you're asleep?
Waking up from astral projection.
That's clutching, isn't it?
No, look it's at all not these clutching. Straws. No, it's not clutching. Okay, so what do you believe in more? Ghosts.
This is stupid.
Ghosts or UFOs?
Well, UFOs just means unidentified flying objects. Is that correct?
Yes, it
is. So I accept that,
ignore that
there are unidentified... there are objects in the sky that you can't identify. I believe that completely.
Okay, well, all right then. Let me rephrase that.
Doesn't have to be aliens.
Well, let me rephrase it. What do you believe in more? Ghosts or aliens?
Stop it. To our rules, right? Even if it's like in the good place where you sat down and someone says everything is okay, now here are the ghost rules. Right. This is what you can do. I would expect at least one of them to have broken these rules by now, one in the hundreds and thousands of ghosts that there would be, for just someone to, you know, be like honest about it and be like, right, this is the case. A lot of them are angry, I'll give you, that's why you get stuff thrown and that, but you know, this is what actually happens.
But see, no, okay, well, now you're talking about poltergeists with the stuff thrown, and there's an argument that poltergeists, I mean, I was going to say as we know, but people on the podcast will know because I've discussed it, but there's a discussion that, okay, what about this? Because there's an argument that poltergeist activity isn't spirits, it's like people going through, teenagers going through puberty, and they've got all these emotions and stress, and it manifests, their physical anger, if you want, or stress.
Are we talking now about the life cycle of ghosts? So you're suggesting that every ghost at one point has been a poltergeist?
No.
A narky teenage ghost?
No, like, so say if you're 14, you're going through puberty, right, and you're angry. There's a theory that your stress and your anger manifests, not as a ghost, but it manifests in a way, so it's a human thing that's making these things fly, like telekinesis.
So it's only ever around teenagers that poltergeists have existed?
Well, yes, more or less. It is.
Rubbish.
It is. No, it is. All right, there might have been some pensioners who got a poltergeist, but that's probably...
Angry pensioners.
Well, that's probably a demon, but...
Right, you see, and this is exactly why it's absolutely... Even you don't know the rules. You literally do a podcast about ghosts, and even you don't know the rules.
If I'd done a Ouija board, you wouldn't be happy, would you, in this house?
I wouldn't mind you doing it. I wouldn't do it because I've got no interest in it.
But would there be some party that said, I'm not... here's one. You bought, very kindly, last birthday, bought me a pendulum.
Yes.
Right? But when I first suggested I got a pendulum, you said, I'm not having that in the house.
Because we've already got a crystal ball. It's stupid enough as it is. We've got the shelf full of all this garbage. And it's embarrassing enough as it is. We don't need an entire range of it.
No, you were worried that I was going to conjure something evil.
No, I wasn't. I thought the crystal ball was quite enough to be getting along with.
And the tarot cards.
Yeah.
Anything spooky you want to report?
No.
Really? Have you had any nightmares?
that wouldn't be spooky.
Well, you say this. Yeah. What did you dream of last night?
No.
No, tell me.
No,
I've got a book right here.
I don't know.
You don't know? All right, what's the last thing you remember dreaming about?
Stop it. No, we're not doing this.
We are. Wait there, let me ask the Oracle of Napoleon if we're doing this. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Prospects, very changeable.
So I guess we're not doing it after all.
Well, we are. It says changeable, so let's do it. So what did you dream about?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You must remember one dream you've had.
Nope.
In the history of your life? The
history of my life. You need to see a doctor. Single dream.
You need to see a doctor then.
Not one dream, that one. You're interpreting with this, what you reckon is a spooky book. Anyway.
It's a spooky book.
Running your hand up and down.
It is a spooky book, but just... All right, have you ever dreamt of a ugly child?
What?
Have you ever dreamt of an ugly child?
What's wrong with you? You've made that up.
Well... Something was here. Because
well, of course, something was here. No, I'm sure it wasn't just a plot of land.
No, you can see like pictures. There's like a building, and there's where the arches are. When you walk through the arches, they're old arches. They've been there for a while. So they were something else.
Probably haunted.
No, shut up. It's definitely haunted. Right, because right. Anyway, no, issue one.
Okay.
Or thing that happened number one. We're sat on the couch. This is my version of events. Then you can give yours.
Right. Okay.
Sat on the couch watching telly. The lid of the swing bin, out of nowhere, just starts moving back and forth on its own. With no... We were on the couch, nothing to do with us, just starts moving back and forward on its own. So there you go. That's a ghost.
It didn't stop... Right, well, this is developed, hasn't it? Because it wasn't swinging back and forth at all on its own, like a swing in a park at midnight. It was... It just moved a little bit, and that's because we completely overfill the bin and don't take it out anywhere near as often as we should have. And in it, something has fallen down, finally, from the waist, and it's just the lid's moved slightly. It wasn't swinging back and forth. It just moved a bit, okay. As it would if you overfill it.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree. But that's going to be the sentence of the day, but we'll have to agree to disagree, mm-hmm. Because it was a ghost.
Or, as an experiment, we could start with you taking the bin out regularly and it not getting to the point of overflow. And then, when it never, ever happens again, we'll know that I'm right.
So having a quick reprise with some water there. I take that bin out once a week.
That's kind of the problem.
But anyway, none of this is scary. So, what I thought we'd do, not necessarily scary, but as Becca's preparing dinner...
I'm not helping.
How can I help? I've got one hand on a magazine, one hand on a microphone. It's not sexist either, before you accuse me of that.
Well, it's not a bit, because I thought we were doing this. I thought.
Well, we are. I'm here for moral support. I can point and say, don't forget then, and things like that.
Oh, just try it again. Yeah.
That's good, isn't it? Are you just not speaking to
me?
Oh,
I'm sorry, I couldn't concentrate because I've got to do these mushrooms. So you can't do two things.
Right,
at
I'm going to pause this so while I do these bloody mushrooms. Should we tell everyone that we are thinking about getting a cat? Why?
The landlord's find out.
The landlord won't listen to this.
It might. What if they do? What if one of your fans happens to be? And then we get a fix and everything.
Well, they'd be a very weird fan, wouldn't they? Go, oh, I love that show. We can't wait to grass them up about the cat they shouldn't have. Okay. But we're looking at getting a 14-year-old dying cat called Gemma.
It's not dying.
It is dying.
It's not dying. It's 14. It's only as dying as
Becca,
it.
Becca, they're waiving the adoption fee. Yeah, and they're saying, only give it this special food.
Yeah.
It can't climb down from things.
But it's still got a couple of years.
It's blind.
It's not, well, it's partly blind.
Partly blind. No, it's not completely blind.
No, it's not dying yet.
Of course it's dying.
No, only as much as a cat of his 14 would be dying anyway.
They've literally said, we can't charge you an adoption fee.
No, they haven't said there's no point charge because it's going to die. I know that's what you were about to say. That's not what they said.
Oh, other than that, no spooky news?
No, and don't be bringing me back on here for any spooky news. I'm never going to have spooky news for you.
Okay, but will you come back on next time?
No.
I haven't got it. Please. I haven't even asked you when.
Yeah, I know, because you never ask me when. You just announce it.
Well,
and
announce it next time.
No, you will not. Just announce it next time. You'll ask me first.
What are you going to do with your time now? Now this is over. No, you've ruined it for everyone who wanted a ghost story.
I go get my lunch, as I wanted to 20 minutes ago.
Okay, let me tell you a quick ghost story.
Yay.
I haven't got one.
Kind of crappy ghost podcasters.
I know. I've apologised. I haven't apologised already, but I did pre-warn them last time that this was going to be bloody dire because we've been away and I haven't had time to prepare.
So you're just out of ghost stories now, is that it?
No, I mean, I'd have to come up with one off the top of my head. And that'd just be terrible. It'll probably involve a cat.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and a very frightened cat.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Well,
do that.
Well, it's because there's the dead are around him.
I've got to say.
And he's called Theobald.
You're just making this up now.
I mean, duh, to think. Who's slow now?
Beg your pardon.
So basically that news story is, tried a psychic, he was full of shit. How does that get in the news? Well, it's a podcast, so hopefully you could tell me something.
Sorry, I'm finding it really hard to concentrate. Obviously, this is...
an issue that your listeners won't have because they must enjoy listening to you. But you're just rambling on. I find it really hard.
Really? Do you think I'm dull?
No.
Are you going to jib me on the Patreon podcast?
Live. Right. No, it's not that you're dull. It's just when you're like reading, I just wish I could read it myself. I'd be more receptive to these things if I could read it myself rather than have you.
Well, do you want to read the next one?
Yes.
Anyway, okay then. Off your feedback. I'm going to try and read this one a bit more interesting.
Okay.
Child reincarnated? That's a title.
Well, this isn't going well. There's a draft, how can you possibly suggest that a ghost is to blame when it's by a windy, cold door?
Port, right. Just breaking this down.
If it was against a brick wall, you might have a point.
But you thought it was a mouse because that they moved in like a row.
How do you think breezes work?
A breeze can't get through double glazed windows and make something blow.
It can get through that door. It can definitely get through that door because that door is cold.
Not to cause that, Becca.
It does.
We'll have to agree to disagree.
Oh, for God's sake. We can't be when it's by a door, a single glazed door. It's like ridiculous. It's cold over there. That's obviously what it is.
Next thing, the floor shook and a boom. And it was like...
Hello, Kevin.
No, because they don't speak, do they?
Oh, man.
Well, it was like a 20-stone man had jumped off a small wall and landed behind me, directly behind me. It felt like there was someone behind me that had just arrived. Boom.
Aren't ghosts supposed to be weightless?
No, not all the time.
What? Since when? Well, all right, here's a good question. What is your average ghost weigh?
There's no average. There's no average. People. They're like people.
You'd be like, yeah. And can't they go through walls?
Some can.
Which means some?
Well, I don't know, do I?
No, but do you... This is, again, another part of the problem. Well, you can say anything when you're just making stuff up as you go along, can't you?
Not making it up as
They're supposed to be weightless, aren't they? They don't touch the floor as they walk. That's
but they
it.
Can choose to have mass or not.
On what basis?
Whether you want to come in to go hello. Well, not hello, because they don't
speak. Oh, because they don't talk.
But you know what I mean? But whether they want to go, like, rah, or they want to bang.
What? You're literally just making this up as you go along. This is exactly the same problem that we mentioned at the start, that when things aren't true, and it's just, the whole thing is completely made up, every other little thing gets it. It's like you get tangled in your own lies and making things up.
No, all right, okay, I've just thought of an analogy. It's not going to be a great one, I grant you.
Not good at analogies.
No, but let's say I've got a feather pillow, right? If I drop that from a height on your head, you'll go, ah. Well, you won't go, ah, but you'll go, ah, a feather pillow. If I push all the feathers down to one end and swing it in your face, it's going to...
You'd be in trouble.
Well, yeah, but it's going to hurt you because speed has then made it have mass, more mass.
Speed has made it have more mass.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that I...
No.
No, I'm saying that I can make that pillow affect you and hurt you or not affect you at all.
So what we're suggesting that must have happened is that the ghost has compressed itself into a little tiny thing, into a little thimble-sized thing and dump right behind you.
Well, we don't know how they work.
Okay, no, we don't know how they work. We do know is that directly behind, in our small kitchen, directly behind the cooker, if you stood at the cooker, behind you is the boiler and the storage unit, where again, which is completely full of, we've got camping stuff in there, just loads of stuff that's absolutely full in there, it's full to the brim. And do you forget, we live in a flat, we're covered on all sides, like three sides, we've got people living there, so there's literally hundreds of reasons there could be a bang coming from behind you. Either something in that cupboard's fallen, something upstairs has gone,
but we keep wrapping paper in that cupboard.
We keep heavy stuff, loads of stuff in
there. There's nothing heavy in there. There is.
Like the sleeping bags.
Oh, a sleeping bag, yeah, sleeping bag sounds like
a... Sleeping bag would make a thud.
It wouldn't make a thud.
It would.
Becca, it's a sleeping bag. It's literally made of
if
down.
If it hits that wall, it would make a thud, because it's compressed, you see.
Okay, let's say if I go to a pub, right, and I say, I'm going to a new pub, mate. I go to this pub, I come back with a black eye, right, and you say, what happened there? And I said, I got into a fight at the pub.
With a ghost?
No, ignore ghosts for now. Mm-hmm. Then I go back to the pub the next week, I come back with a broken nose. Then I go back the week after, I come back with a black eye. Right? Mm-hmm. And I say to you, no, they're all isolated incidents, they're not related to the pub. Go back next week, come back with a bruised face.
Well, I'm starting to think the problem is you.
Right, well, anyway. But, if that reason aside that the problem's me, what would your opinion be of the pub?
What do you mean that reason aside that the problem's you?
No. All right, but what would you say? That's a rough pub.
Well, I think there must be someone in there. Is it the same person doing it?
No, it's not. It's different people. It's different people.
And the problem's definitely
it's not a fight. I'm just getting battered.
I think you need to stop going out.
Well, no, right. But your opinion would be it's a rough pub, wouldn't it? If it was one, if you went in there six times and you broke, no, broke your nose once, you'd say, oh, well, you've just gone to a fight. But if every time you went in, you've gone to a fight, you'd say that's a rough pub, wouldn't you?
But if I can go in without getting my nose broken, then it's not the pub.
But
it's
you don't have fantastic hair like me. And I
hey!
But I get into...
Men come on here for this.
Men just want to punch me in the face because I've got, like, lacquered hair.
Right.
And it's silver and divine.
Okay. Right, the thing is, though, these aren't ghostly happenings that
No, you're missing my point. My point of it is that if we had one of these things happening here...
The normal day-to-day occurrences.
If you've got six of these things happening together...
But it's six normal day-to-day occurrences. It's not six things that have been like, God, that's a bit weird, isn't it?
It is.
It's not. Every single one of these is perfectly normal. And there's
it's
like
not normal for the tap to turn on by
there's
itself.
A perfectly rational explanation for all of it.
Right, anyway, we're out of time, so we've got nowhere in this. Are you any closer to believing in ghosts?
Obviously not.
Anyway, it's been a pleasure to have you back on.
Wish I could say the same.
Well, you can go and have your breakfast now, whatever it is you want. What is it, lunch?
Yes.
Dinner, tea.
What do you mean? Why are you guessing what meal is if you don't know what time of day is?
I don't. I'm living in podcast land.
You want breakfast with me, you clown?
Shh, stop spoiling the Atmos. Honest to God, you're a bad grass.
What Atmos?
Anyway, I will have you back on and you'll do it.
Beg your pardon.
You heard.
Do it if you ask nicely and I decide to, yeah.
Anyway, Becca, you know, this isn't a co-hosted podcast, so fuck off.
I beg your pardon.
I'm joking.